But right now we have joining us is Utah head coach Lynn Roberts. Coach, if you wouldn't mind giving a quick statement, and then we'll open it up for media.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. We are en route, actually, right now to Vegas. And I can't believe it's already March and time for the tournament. So we're looking forward to getting there and playing in the game. This season has been one of ups and downs for our young group. Our core group is all freshmen, sophomores. And I was just looking at our schedule, and we've played in conference season alone 9 top 10 teams. So, you know, it's as we, you know, with our young guys, we're just not quite top 10 yet. So it's been a little challenging that way, but I do really like our group, and hopefully we can gain some momentum here in the Pac-12 tournament in March.
And now we'll open it up for questions.
In order to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Joe Cole with Deseret News.
Hey, Lynn, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. First off, I just want to ask, you know, what's the, sort of the team's mindset heading into the tournament? How do you guys shake off the last 2 games and just get into tournament mode here?
Well, I think, you know, it's a good question. We've had a lot of experience this season trying to, you know, shake off, would win 2 or 3 in a row and then have a tough weekend or whatever. And so we kind of know how to do that. And now it's just a matter of shifting mindset to tournament play, which is, you know, the preseason is one season and, you know, your non-conference is one season, conference is another season, and now postseason is its own beast. And so, you know, using this as an learning experience for our young guys in terms of how do we, you know, change gears and get a little more focused, a little more energy, a little more intensity to what we're doing. So, you know, we've had a good couple days together here. We stayed in LA because this is, I mean, every year we finish on the road in conference play since we've been in the Pac-12. So, you know, playing on a Sunday, flying home, practicing Monday, and then getting on another plane Tuesday is really fatiguing and a competitive disadvantage. And so, we got all of our academics squared away and we're able to stay down in LA. So it's been a good couple days of just kind of regrouping and enjoying each other. And so we're going to practice here in a couple hours and get their intensity going.
Your next question comes from the line of Ann Schatz with Pac-12 Network.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, how are you?
Never better. How about you?
Doing well.
Fantastic. Hey, let's talk about your first round opponent. You guys know each other well. Some of the things that you've learned about UW that you need to attack, you need to be aware of, just some of the more crucial elements of that game coming up.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously they're dangerous. I think we learned that last year in the first round of the tournament. I think we were the 6th seed. They were the 11, and they beat us then. And, you know, they're dangerous. When they get going, by get going, I mean their defense kind of, you know, spurs their offense. They can shoot the 3. And then they've got, you know, one of the best scorers in the country with Melgoza. If you let her get going, they all fuel off that. So I think, you know, obviously for us, offensively, we got to take care of the ball, not turn it over, got to be able to shoot from outside a little bit. But for them, I think we've just got to contain defensively as much as we can.
Your next question comes from the line of Julie Jagg with Salt Lake Tribune.
Hi, Coach. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, you had mentioned, and we all know that how young of a team that you have. How do you prepare them for a tournament like this and of this magnitude against, you know, the high-caliber opponents that you've had all season? How do you get them so they can shake off some of those nerves?
Yeah, well, I think it's a fine line of not freaking them out, not overdoing it, not overcoaching, not changing how you do things. You know, you don't want to do that because then that paralyzes kids, especially young ones. So there has to be a consistency and routine in how we prepare. And I mean, it's no different. in that way. But there is a heightened intensity, and anything can happen, the mentality. And so I think, you know, we're, with where we sit, we've got to kind of take ownership in that. Like, hey, anything can happen. That's why it's called March Madness. And let's, you know, everybody's 0-0 at this point. So I think just the messaging of how we prepare, how we get ready doesn't change. However, our mentality does need to, just like everyone else's should too. So, you know, what that looks like, talk about that. We, you know, we've got about 72 hours to get that message across, on the court and off. So, I'm excited. I think that sometimes the beauty of having a young team is they recover quickly physically and emotionally. So, they are excited. They're ready to roll. And it, you know, it's a, the Pac-12 does an amazing job with the tournament. And so as a, for a student athlete experience standpoint, it's really, you know, top quality. So that part's fun too.
Your next question comes from the line of James Crepio with the Oregonian.
Well, I know you're certainly more focused on your first game and winning there. If you do win, you'll face Oregon. Whether you face them again or not, I know it's certainly been a challenge during your tenure to face this program with Sabrina and Ruthie. What has been the unique challenge of and the task of facing them over the last 4 years?
Yeah, that's quite a prize, right? You win, you play Oregon. Well, I just think it's not a one-headed monster, and it's not if you do one thing, therefore, you know, you'll be successful. And we've played them tough in years past. This year, we've been a little bit, we haven't been as competitive in those two games we've played them. So I look, you know, if we do get a chance to play them again, I look forward to the chance to do so. But, you know, they're just, the talent is there. And I think, you know, when you have someone like Sabrina running the show, it's tough. But I also think some of their other players don't get enough juice, at least nationally. You know, Ruthie, I think, is probably the most consistent player in the country. And, you know, Satu's a nightmare. But then, you know, you have players like Chavez and those guys, too, that really make a difference. So I think for them, it's just their balance, and it's not one thing. If you shut down this, therefore you can get them, you've got to do a lot of things and play nearly perfect basketball.
Your next question comes from the line of Josh Newman with Salt Lake Tribune.
Hi, Lynn. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Can you just take me through the thought process of not coming home in between L.A. and the Pac-12 tournament? Does that cut down on distractions? Is it easier for you to have the kids in a more controlled environment, maybe on the road?
Yeah, it's all of the above, and I'm grateful for our administration for letting us do it. It actually saves money, and we, you know, we planned it, and so academically we got everything covered so that, you know, again, that wasn't a school issue. But, you know, ever since we've been in the Pac-12, we have never, us in Colorado, have never finished at home the last weekend. And after 4 years of the insanity, because you play on Sunday and you fly home Sunday night, and then you're, you know, it's like you're home for a day and then you leave again on Tuesday, and it's a total competitive disadvantage. It's fatiguing, it's expensive, it's, you know, you don't get that rest time. And so actually our Dobos parents have a house here in LA, and so we just, you know, a big house, and so we came and saved money by doing that. But it also allowed us the kids to just relax and have a day together, and they had some fun. So, you know, we'll see how we play, but as of right now, everybody seems a lot more rested and energized, and the batteries are a little more full than if we had added on all that travel. So I'm hoping in years to come, maybe we could finish at home on the last weekend. That'd be sure nice, but we'll see. Can't control. So we're going to do what we can to control what we can. And so this is the route we went. And again, with the academic piece checked out, it worked.
Thank you, Coach, for joining us. That's all the time we have now.
Okay, thank you.